This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon from downtown Indy. FFA members are busy attending workshops and walking around the expo. And I had some time to walk around the expo myself and got to visit with the senior marketing manager for DuPont Pioneer, Doug Reynolds. Doug, great to see you here in Indianapolis at the 89th National FFA Convention. Something that I want to talk to you about, there is a very large chrome, the color chrome, and not only is that the name, a semi-trailer here. Fill us in on why that's here and maybe what DuPont's working on.
Sure. Yeah, we're excited to be here at National FFA Convention with the chrome trailer, as you described. It's something we kicked off in August at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, and we'll conclude at the Decatur location, the 2017 Farm Progress Show. And the chrome trailer's traveling around to about 100 events this year. We worked with the Tempty brand. It's their Super Hopper grain trailer, so it's all tricked out with Pioneer branding on it. And really the idea is to build excitement for our chrome corn technology. But the reason we're here at the National FFA Convention is because when we auction that trailer at Farm Progress Show in Decatur, all those auction proceeds will go back to the National FFA organization.
Very exciting. I want to talk a little bit more about the auction. Is that only online bidding, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, we plan for it to be both a live and online auction there in Decatur. We've actually teamed up with Ritchie Brothers, so a global auction company. So they're going to manage the auction for us and actually do the auction. So we've teamed up with them. But yeah, if you're anywhere in the U.S. or I guess technically around the world and you have an interest in bidding on the chrome trailer, you'll have that opportunity when we do the auction.
I think it's a pretty neat marketing idea, and to have it traveling around, pretty cool to see that here. And I know it was also at Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa this year. One thing you mentioned is your chrome technology. That's new, next generation, as you said. Speak to that a little and why you're working with FFA.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. The chrome technology is new for us, and we're very excited about it. We think it'll bring great value to our customers. It's really proven technology. It uses our Herculex technology as well as other stacked technology for both above and below ground insect protection. So it's proven, but it's repackaged. It's in what we call a molecular stack, and it works really well across a wide range of our genetic platforms at Pioneer. So we can really integrate it into our industry-leading genetics, gives great efficacy for the pests that farmers are trying to control, but then ultimately it's got outstanding yield potential in the genetics that we're putting it in. So that's what we're really excited about. We're still working through a lot of field testing. We're making sure we work through all the regulatory approvals. We do anticipate commercial sales in 2017. So when growers are interested in it, I know we have our local sales reps out talking about the technology. It really is next generation. And again, that ties back into the FFA and the reason we're here. When we think about the next generation of leaders that we'll have in our industry and beyond, we think of FFA and all the great things they do. And so it's just such a natural fit for us to have our next generation technology with chrome be tied to helping support FFA members across the U.S.
Well, really a great project that Pioneer is working on, and exciting, and I'm happy to learn about it. Now, you also obviously have a booth here at National Convention. Fill us in on what's happening at your booth. What are FFA members busy doing?
Yes, we're entertaining FFA members at the DuPont Pioneer booth. We've got a magician, so that's a great way to pull students in. You know, we're a longtime supporter of FFA, both DuPont and Pioneer. We average about $600,000 a year in various ways in which we support the FFA organization. We've done a lot over the years with our New Century Farmer program through DuPont's support of that. That helps young and beginning farmers. We've also done a lot of programs related to, ag education in the classroom, trying to make sure we've got an ample supply of ag educators out there. And we recognize not only do we have a lot of FFA alumni currently as employees within our company, but we know that the pipeline for future employees with our company is so important, and FFA is such a great way to find who those next generation employees will be, and again, the future leaders of who we'll be hiring to take our industry forward.
Doug, all great things you said there about FFA, and I couldn't agree more. Is there anything about DuPont Pioneer that I failed to ask that you'd like to mention?
Well, the only other thing I'll mention is we've had a great harvest. 2016's been really well, done really well for us. We're seeing great performance out of our products. Going back to the chrome trailer, We've actually had it traveling around Illinois in the last couple of weeks, and I know we've generated some excitement with some of the growers where we've actually had it out on farms, actually had it hauling some grain for some of our customers around Illinois, getting it out in the field, having them put some of their own grain in it and having it hauled to town or to their grain setup. So, yeah, we're building excitement, but, again, we're really thankful, again, for the business we get from our customers there in your region there in Illinois, and we are excited about the performance we've seen in 2016 and with harvest going on. So we just want to again say thank you to them for their business.
Doug Reynolds, Senior Marketing Manager for DuPont Pioneer. We'll have more updates for you from the National Convention this afternoon, but that's all we have for now on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.